Thank you for the invitation to be here. It's good to be here and meet a few new folk and to be able to see some familiar faces. It's Christmas. Well, don't we know it? It's busy, isn't it? It's been busy for us. Lots of things happening, end of year breakups, Christmas shopping, preparations for Christmas Day. We had our big Christmas Day sort of thing yesterday because with our kids now adults, it's multiple families, so we got all together yesterday, which was lovely. And here we are, sometimes distracted by life, aren't we? Distracted by life. Finding it hard to just pause and reflect. I'd encourage you to find little scraps of time where you can just pause from the busyness and reflect on our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, on the gift of Christmas, of what a difference Christmas makes. Imagine if Christmas had never happened, that Christ had never come. Where would we be? We'd be without hope, lost, like so many folk around us. But we have the wonder of Christmas, that Christ did come, that the Son of God did take upon himself flesh, our flesh, become one of us, the God-man, Jesus Christ. And everything has changed because of that. Everything has changed. I'm going to read just the portion of scripture for today from Matthew's Gospel, which tells of the birth of Jesus. Those of you who might have your Bibles, it's chapter 1 and starting at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, and mind you, he was oblivious to what had happened in the sense of the detail. All he knew that was his young bride-to-be is suddenly pregnant. That caused him a little bit of angst. But he's a good man because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. And he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. Jesus. He is our Lord. He is our Saviour. He is God drawn near to us, amongst us. God is not the distant God looking down upon us from afar, ready to pick us up every time we fall over, which we do often as human beings, don't we? God is revealed in his son Jesus as the one who is near, who is loving, forgiving, is kind, desires to be savior. Welcome, come in. Desires to be savior, our savior. John in his gospel in the opening chapter 1, talks about the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the one and only from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is God revealed to us in his Son. Yes, we have this word, but ultimately the word is the word become flesh, Jesus. To know Jesus is to know God, God the Father. And so Jesus comes, as you're probably aware, it's the Greek form of the name Joshua. And it means Savior. His name describes his function, why he came, Savior. It would be an extremely costly journey for Jesus, as we know. We get through Christmas, and then not long after, we start to approach Easter. The two parts of his life that are so connected. It was necessary that he become incarnate so that he could die for us. But not just die. Not just die, but also to rise. He is the conqueror. So as we come to Christmas, we are reminded of these two names of Jesus, Savior, but also what the prophet Isaiah, looking ahead, saw, this one Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. It's worth reflecting on the fact that God wants to be with us, wants to be close. He is not distant, he is near. In our traditions as Christians, or the Christian church, there's a tendency to see God as somewhat aloof and distant, vengeful, just ready to pick us up at every fault. We need to balance that against God revealed in Jesus as near, loving, kind, as I was saying before, desirous of relationship with us. This is all wrapped up in the whole imagery of Christmas, the whole story of Christmas. I want you to know and enter into the reality that you are loved by God. Just as you are. Just as you are. You are loved of the God of the universe. That's the story of Christmas. And sometimes for us to take that story in and allow it to be part of who we are and lived out, we need to alter that sort of subconscious understanding of who God is. And it's done most easily when we look at Jesus, this one born around 2,000 years ago. You are loved of the God of the universe. You are loved. And the proof of the pudding is in the eating, in the reaching out to Jesus. And We'll be taking communion. I'm not talking about transubstantiation, but to take on board who Jesus is for us and in us, what he has done for us. In that sense, to eat of him. You are loved. Christmas, as I've been reflecting on it in the last week or so, also points to something else in my mind. Certainly Jesus rose from the dead and was returned to the Father, to the seat of glory. But he remains with us and in us by his Spirit. True? Got a few nods there, that's good. We got that one down. Jesus also is present in this world in another way, a very tangible way. Now, I wonder if you can think of what I'm thinking of. Jesus is present in a very tangible way through something. I might be looking at it. In fact, I am. Sorry?
God's people.
God's people. Yeah, Paul uses the imagery of his body. Now, this is, I find it amazing, incredible, so gracious, a little bit overwhelming. The Christ is present in the world in us, not just through us, but in us. We are his body. We incarnate the presence of Christ now, physically, here, in our neighbours, in our workplace, you know, as we go and have a coffee over here, wherever we might be, we are the incarnate presence of the Christ here and now. Yeah, Tony?
In our actions.
Well, yes, yeah, we'll get to that in just a moment. but Christ desires to be very present and real and tangible to the people around us, through us, in us. At the end of Matthew's gospel, we have those words about go ye into all the world, make disciples of all nations, teaching them, baptizing, you know how it goes. Go into all the world. I want to encourage you as we enter soon into a new year, as we go through this Christmas season, that Christ wants to reveal himself through us to the people around us. In what way? Well, through our actions, through our love, through our kindness, through our generosity, through our interest in the other. You want to get a picture of that? Read the rest of the Gospels. Get a picture of that? Read the life of Christ through the eyes of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'd encourage you to read the Gospels regularly and become really familiar with this Jesus and allow him by his Spirit in you to shift those things that are a little bit stubborn. You know, perhaps that proneness to the sharp word, perhaps that proneness to being just a little impatient. I won't go into a long list. I'm just covering the things I might do. allow Jesus to speak to you and allow his Spirit to shift those stubborn parts of your life so that you have the joy of being more like Christ, so that your life, even within the body of Christ, shifts, its influence shifts. Of course, churches are perfect, aren't they? Not. And we can laugh about it. And sometimes I think God smiles at our humanity. But he wants something more for us. For we in the body of Christ to experience that love and that patience and that joy and that kindness, that generosity with one another, and that it spills out from us to those around us. It's like a fountain that can't be held back. So that the Christ of Christmas is flowing through us to this world, to your neighbour, perhaps a family member who doesn't know Jesus, into that fractured family relationship that he wants to see whole. Perhaps into that fractured workplace, that difficult workplace, but that you are the presence of Christ and like oil, bringing healing. That's awesome. Awesome challenge. Frankly, a bit overwhelming. And if it was just left to us in our own willpower and strength to pull it off, forget it. But we've got a secret power. We've got a secret power, haven't we?
Amen.
What is that power?
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ. So can I encourage you, folk, through this Christmas season and on into the year, to be reading the gospel and getting more and more familiar with Jesus? Can I encourage you that the way to be more like Christ is to know him, but also to yield to his influence in the Spirit? We can't renovate our lives in our own strength. It just doesn't work. We can keep it up for a little while, and inevitably, if you're like me, you'll fall over. I'll be patient, I'll be patient, I'll be patient. And suddenly I'm impatient. I'll be loving. And then something happens and I won't be so loving. That's just what happens, isn't it? But as we yield to the influence of the Spirit, as we yield to the Spirit of Christ within us, those stubborn bits of our character will begin to shift. And you know, it is remarkable. Christ uses us even when we're so imperfect. He still uses us. He doesn't wait till we are all perfected. He starts using us straight away if we are willing. Well, all praise to our glorious Saviour Jesus. All glory to him in this Christmas season. And in a sense, may every day be like Christmas, though. The King is here. He's arrived.
Hallelujah.
The Saviour has come.
Hallelujah.
He's with me. He's with you. Every day is worth celebrating.
Amen.
That Jesus has brought God and man together, never to be parted. He is the great mediator, intermediary.
What God has united, no one can divide.
Amen.
As they say,
we've been
committed. The wedding of the Lamb.
If we've come to faith in Jesus, we've been united in him with our Father, with the Creator, in a bond that stretches beyond our physical death into the life that comes. That's pretty good, isn't it? It is the best news. Yeah. So may you rejoice in it at this Christmas season.